Have you ever sat next to someone you've known for decades and suddenly realized you're speaking entirely different languages? This is precisely what happened to Suzanne Stabile when her husband Joseph, an Enneagram 9, didn't instinctively help a Spanish-speaking couple struggling to understand flight attendant instructions, while she, a 2, immediately recognized their need. Despite sharing life for years, their fundamental ways of seeing the world remain distinct. This moment captures the essence of The Path Between Us, a profound exploration of how 9 distinct personality types navigate the complex terrain of human relationships. The book has become a cornerstone text in relationship psychology, endorsed by spiritual leaders like Richard Rohr and embraced by celebrities including Brené Brown. Its practical wisdom has transformed countless relationships by offering something increasingly rare, a compassionate framework for understanding why others behave in ways that seem incomprehensible to us. The Enneagram serves as a powerful translation tool for relationships, revealing 9 distinct ways of experiencing the world. Despite our different perspectives, we share common desires to belong and find meaning. Both depend on our ability to build relationships. While some aspects of our personalities change over time, our core ways of seeing the world remain consistent throughout our lives. The system organizes the 9 types into 3 triads based on how they process information. The heart triad, 2s, 3s, 4s, dominated by feelings, the head triad, 5s, 6s, 7s, dominated by thinking, and the gut triad, 8s, 9s, 1s, dominated by doing. Additionally, each number has dynamic relationships with 4 other numbers, 2 adjacent numbers, wings, and 2 numbers connected by arrows, stress and security points. Understanding the Enneagram isn't about boxing people into static categories. We move between healthy, average, and unhealthy states, with most people operating in the high average range. The goal isn't to use your number as an excuse for behavior, stereotype others, or focus on changing them rather than yourself. Instead, the purpose is to grow in acceptance, love, and compassion. Think about how differently you might approach a conflict if you understood that your partner's seeming indifference wasn't rejection, but their 9 nature trying to maintain peace. Or how your colleague's detailed questioning isn't distrust, but their 6 mind seeking security through information. The Enneagram offers this perspective shift, allowing us to see others' behavior not as personal affronts, but as expressions of their unique way of moving through the world. Imagine Melissa, an 8 who leads recruiting at a tech startup. During an employee's performance review, she's shocked when Emily confesses feeling disrespected and bullied by her. Melissa believes she's simply being direct about expectations and responsibilities. This scenario perfectly illustrates how 8's focus on action and results can create relational tension with other types who process differently. 8's approach life with the question, "What am I going to do?" while others may first consider what they think or feel. This action-oriented stance can appear aggressive to other types who need to process before acting. 8's struggle with pausing because they want control over their internal and external worlds, often acting quickly without explaining plans or seeking input. They excel at challenging oppressors and defending those who aren't as strong as they are. Their concern for justice manifests as both powerful and gentle. However, they often miss the mutual benefit in these relationships, failing to recognize that helping the marginalized can be reciprocal. 8s are characterized by intensity. They respond to obstacles with anger, which paradoxically they believe has helped them navigate the world. In reality, 8s often use anger to mask softer, more vulnerable feelings, eventually struggling to access emotions beyond anger. This protective mechanism makes sense given their fear of appearing weak, but other types perceive 8's anger as a barrier rather than a boundary. Despite their tough exterior, 8s are devastated when they discover they've hurt someone they love. They value relationships but prefer quality over quantity, maintaining few meaningful friendships with independent people who are trustworthy, safe, and reliable without expectations. Their friendships require others to have the self-confidence to stand up for themselves. When relating to 8s, remember their aggression isn't personal. though strong and assertive, they need care too. Stand up for yourself, communicate directly and honestly, bring your best effort, and follow through on commitments. 8s prefer direct confrontation over talking behind their backs, tell you directly if they're unhappy, and appreciate acknowledgement but distrust flattery. 9s have a remarkable ability to emotionally detach from significant experiences, as illustrated by Andy Gullihorn's story of playing backup for Willie Nelson at 16 without fully registering the magnitude of the experience. This tendency to erase themselves from events reflects how 9s manage vulnerability by convincing themselves their presence doesn't matter. 9s possess the least energy of all Enneagram types, maintaining an easygoing, undemanding presence because they've learned intensity often leads to trouble. This peaceful facade requires considerable energy to maintain. They're easily distracted, often following whatever crosses their path regardless of initial intentions, as illustrated by Joe's coffee-making detour that led to lawn mowing. Their distractibility isn't personal, it's simply how they see the world. 9s avoid conflict and tend to merge with others' ideas and agendas, which can confuse those trying to know them authentically. Though they may never embrace conflict, 9s can learn that leaning into difficult conversations by expressing their thoughts and preferences actually strengthens relationships rather than damaging them. 9s aren't lazy, but rather engage in what one pastor redefined as getting busy doing something that keeps you from doing what you ought to be doing. They actually derive energy from avoiding necessary tasks, often producing their most creative thinking while procrastinating unimportant responsibilities. As members of the anger triad, 9s express their anger very differently from 8s. Rather than direct confrontation, they employ passive-aggressive tactics, becoming quietly stubborn, perhaps the most stubborn number on the Enneagram. They resist being nagged, pushed, or coerced, communicating hurt or anger through vague suggestions and nonverbal demonstrations rather than direct expression. Like the ophthalmologist who provided parents special glasses to see the world as their visually impaired children do, 9s possess a unique ability to see and empathize with multiple perspectives. This ability to see two sides to everything makes decision-making difficult for 9s, contributing to their tendency to merge in relationships. When relating to 9s, offer affirmation and affection, especially when they honestly say no. Encourage them to name their desires and develop their own identity. Provide the peaceful environment they need while respecting their desire for independence and alone time. Remember that their agreement doesn't guarantee participation, and they prefer making personal decisions without help. When teaching about 1s at an Enneagram conference, Stabile noticed a young couple's distress as they recognized themselves in her description. For 1s, hearing about their personality is both relieving and surprising, especially when she describes their constant inner critic demanding they could both do and be better. 1s approach everything with, "How can I make this better?" They struggle to understand those who don't share their perfectionism. One student described how his 1 tendencies made him miserable about a bookcase he assembled despite missing parts. He couldn't stand being in the same room with the imperfect result. This constant inner criticism is exhausting, as imperfection is everywhere and perfection is fleeting. Their anger resembles a pressure cooker, building steam that eventually must release. Rather than explosive outbursts, their anger manifests as resentment, turning inward as shame about their own and others' failings. This creates a complex bitterness others must understand. Janae, a 1 who's organized and helpful, recalls ruining a family vacation to Sedona by obsessing over forgetting her camera and having to use a disposable one instead. She missed enjoying the adventure with her excited children because she was consumed with self-loathing over her failure. Despite appearing secure and self-assured, 1s fear being bad. They came to believe that meeting others' expectations would make them more valuable and provide security, causing their relationships to focus more on performing well than relating and loving well. The more 1s focus on what others want, the more they lose touch with their own needs. At their best, ones are relaxed, charming, fun, and conscientious. When in low average space, they become argumentative, uncompromising, and unpredictable, with many expectations that breed resentment when unmet. Under stress, ones assign moral value to mistakes, labeling others as lazy or even useless, the same way they berate themselves. Ones tend to overthink, overtalk, overevaluate, and overplan in their effort to do things well. Though wonderfully responsible, taking on too much responsibility breeds anger and resentment. They need to ask, "What is mine to do?" When relating to ones, since they often doubt their worthiness, they need to hear they are good and loved. They tend to offer more criticism than praise, so teach them that praise works better for you. Avoid making them feel they must prove their goodness. Be gentle when pointing out mistakes and admit your own. Value their diligence without adopting their standards. Hunter, a 2 who works as both pastor and attorney, explains that his 2 nature helps him intuit what clients aren't telling him, sensing the missing facts while listening. As a pastor, being relational and helpful makes him uniquely gifted, but 2s can develop terrible boundaries, becoming entangled in people's lives. For 2s, everything is relational. They connect with almost everyone they encounter, defining themselves through relationships rather than individual identity. 2s struggle to know themselves without external validation, making questions like, "What do you want?" or "What are you feeling?" nearly impossible to answer. They're constantly focused on others' needs and feelings, leaving little energy for self-knowledge. 2s believe everyone is their responsibility and take pride in meeting others' needs, their core passion. They're devastated when not liked or appreciated. This pride manifests as an inability to acknowledge their own needs while tending to others. 2s don't see themselves as worthy of help and fear expressing needs because potential rejection would be unbearable. This often leads to manipulation rather than direct requests, creating dishonest connections that satisfy no one. While giving feels like a position of strength for 2s, their generosity creates unexpected vulnerability. They volunteer easily, but struggle when commitments multiply beyond capacity. After lavishing attention on someone, 2s become distant when depleted, confusing the recipient. 2s fear this emptiness because their self-worth depends on giving. 2s operate by reading others' feelings and responding with action, bypassing critical thinking. The comfortable rhythm of feeling-doing blinds them to the costs of overgiving and over-relating. When anxiety and fatigue emerge, it signals the need to stop, think, and discern what's truly theirs to handle. 2's primary limitation is involvement in too many relationships, leaving insufficient time and energy for each. Ironically, those closest to 2s often receive the least attention, as 2s trust these relationships will endure while they attend to others. They return home depleted, with nothing left for self-care. When relating to 2s, understand they perceive others' needs but disconnect from their own. Help them bridge this gap by encouraging honest sharing of feelings, remembering they process verbally rather than internally. Don't accept "I'm fine" at face value. Recognize they take everything personally, even when they know they shouldn't. Their anger or disproportionate emotional responses typically signal unmet needs. After a colleague named Jake died unexpectedly, Stabili attended his funeral where each eulogist described someone she didn't recognize, as if they were talking about completely different people. The Enneagram explains this phenomenon. 3s adapt themselves to each person or group, inhabiting different roles with different people, making it difficult for anyone to know their authentic self. Though 3s belong to the feeling triad with 2s and 4s, they replace feeling with doing and thinking. They struggle to read their own feelings and distinguish personal emotions from those associated with their roles. From early age, 3s control their environment through activity, accomplishing more daily than most other types except 8s. They're personable but rarely personal, sometimes offering the appearance of feelings they aren't experiencing. Focused on future achievements rather than present moments, 3s can morph into whatever situations require, both at their best and worst. They have good boundaries but don't recognize limits, taking shortcuts in relationships when getting things done takes precedence over doing things right. Most threes are competitive, not just for the energy like eights, but to win. When they fail, they quickly reframe it as partial victory or distance themselves from responsibility. Though highly valued in Western culture for their efficiency and achievement, threes face relationship challenges when work dominates their lives. They approach relationships with storybook ideals, but struggle when reality proves messier, often turning relationships into tasks with goals and lists. Threes substitute ideas about emotions for genuine feelings, making them impatient with partners who need emotional processing. A three confessed, "I value intimacy, but on my terms, in small doses when I'm not busy," revealing their tendency to show love through doing rather than emotional presence. Threes can learn to balance their goal-oriented nature with being present, as illustrated by Courtney Pinkerton's beach walk with her husband. While she wanted to set intentions for their future, he simply enjoyed the moment. Courtney later reflected that healthy partnerships require flexibility in roles. Sometimes one is the dreamer, one the doer. It is good to take turns playing all the parts. To build relationships with threes, recognize they're often exhausted beneath their energetic exterior and love them beyond their image. Don't assume they easily access feelings, take their distractions personally, or expect interest in rehashing the past. Understand they struggle with losing, crave verbal approval, prefer optimism over negativity, and dislike relationship overanalysis. The chapter opens with a story about Daphne receiving an unexpected letter from her friend Jane, a four who needs space from their friendship due to work demands. Jane feels unable to match Daphne's emotional intensity about her new house and mother's cancer. Daphne experiences familiar feelings of rejection and being too much, though her husband reminds her that her passion is often misunderstood. Fours have a profound desire to be authentically known, yet experience has taught them that most people don't take the time to truly understand them. They consistently share two painful patterns: unexplained abandonments in relationships and being told they're too much or too complicated. Despite these wounds, fours persistently try again. Many fours developed a childhood belief that something was fundamentally wrong with them, often from parents uncomfortable with emotional expression. This creates a painful pattern where fours may manufacture specialness while sacrificing authenticity. The tension between their desire to be uniquely themselves and their longing for connection creates a constant struggle. Adapting feels like selling out, while authenticity can mean sacrificing relationship. When stressed, fours deteriorate into self-indulgence and stubborn attachment to being different. Their authentic self-awareness becomes pretentiousness, and they may feign unavailability, hoping to be pursued. Because they repress doing, unhealthy fours lack stamina and determination, creating a hopelessness difficult for others to address. Fours often approach relationships with the complaint that no one gets me, and they're largely right. Few people understand their unique worldview, creating a painful dilemma. Conforming to fit in feels like betraying themselves, while authenticity often leads to isolation. They frequently pursue unattainable relationships as a form of unconscious self-protection. The rejection from someone unavailable feels less painful than risking connection with someone available who might still choose not to connect with them. Elizabeth, a four portrait painter, expresses her artistic vision as an often futile but ravenous and utterly unfulfillable desire to remain wide awake to beauty and those around her. Her artist's statement reveals the four's deep desire to perceive beauty in others and construct a world easier to love. Relating to fours requires understanding their need for trust and steady attention. They value authenticity and prefer deep one-on-one relationships over numerous social connections. To maintain healthy relationships with fours, communicate honestly when feeling pressured. Acknowledge their need to be both unique and authentic. Understand their comfort with longing. Discuss how their mood changes affect you. Avoid telling them to cheer up, and don't take their push-pull dynamic personally. Allow space for their emotional processing. The chapter opens with Style describing a call from her longtime friend Carolyn, a five, who hesitantly shares news about needing additional mammogram tests. Despite their 48-year friendship, Carolyn remains reluctant to share personal information or accept help, preferring to handle medical appointments alone and save style for the big stuff. This interaction highlights the five's characteristic need for privacy, independence, and careful management of personal information sharing. Fives approach life by asking, "What do I think?" rather than feeling or doing. As part of the fear triad, they manage anxiety by gathering information and knowledge, sharing it methodically and selectively. They prefer convergent thinking with clear answers over divergent creative thinking. Fives live structured lives with predictable routines and little spontaneity, making relationship integration challenging. They approach relationships as measured risks, testing boundaries repeatedly. Many fives create isolated spaces where they feel safe but can only accommodate themselves. Fives are often misunderstood by feeling triad types, who don't comprehend their need to assess time and energy expenditure in relationships. They highly value independence, privacy, and self-protection, avoiding dependence on others. Unlike eights, highest energy, or nines, lowest energy, fives have a fixed daily energy allotment that, once depleted, cannot be replenished. When overwhelmed, fives' worlds shrink dramatically, leaving little room for others as they evacuate emotionally. In security, fives become more spontaneous, outspoken, and connected to feelings, less afraid of activity. This state helps dispel their scarcity mindset as they discover that investing in relationships brings greater returns than expected. Fives need and want relationships, but prefer just one or two close friends outside family. They must choose participation over observation, which comes at a significant energy cost, often requiring a full day of solitude to recover from social interaction. This recovery time serves multiple purposes, including processing new experiences against existing knowledge. Fives have a remarkable ability to become invisible in social settings. The author describes an experiment with her five friend Carolyn, who attended a church dinner but remained so unnoticed that not even people who sat with her remembered her presence. This magic shield allows fives to participate without expending precious energy, but it also prevents others from knowing them and denies fives the benefits of deeper connection. When relating to fives, be clear about needs without being demanding. Recognize they miss innuendo and indirect suggestions. Be direct but concise. Schedule problem discussions with time limits. Don't force socialization. Help them find their place in social settings with specific invitations and introductions. And when caring for them in need, offer help with minimal words and fanfare, respecting their desire for independence. The Enneagram teaches us that there is no single right way to be human. Each type brings unique gifts and challenges to relationships. Eights protect the vulnerable with their strength, but struggle to show their own vulnerability. Nines create harmony, but may lose themselves in the process. Ones improve the world around them, but battle constant inner criticism. Twos nurture others, but forget to nurture themselves. Threes achieve remarkable success, but may forget who they are beneath their accomplishments. Fours bring depth and authenticity, but feel perpetually misunderstood. Fives offer wisdom and insight, but guard their energy fiercely. Sixes provide security through planning, but struggle with anxiety. Sevens bring joy and possibility, but avoid pain at all costs. Understanding these patterns doesn't excuse harmful behavior or suggest we're incapable of growth. Instead, it offers compassion for our shared human struggle and practical pathways for development. When we recognize that our partner's silence isn't rejection, but their five nature conserving energy, or our friend's constant activity isn't dismissal of our concerns, but their seven way of managing anxiety, we can respond with understanding rather than hurt. The path between us isn't about changing others to match our preferences. It's about creating space for each person to be fully themselves while building bridges of understanding. It's recognizing that the very qualities that frustrate us most in others are often the shadow side of their greatest gifts. The eight's intensity that sometimes feels overwhelming is inseparable from their protective strength. The two's tendency to overcommit comes from the same wellspring as their remarkable generosity. As Tebili writes, the goal is to grow in acceptance, love, and compassion for one another. The Enneagram offers us not just insight, but invitation to see others more clearly, to understand ourselves more honestly, and to navigate the complex terrain of human relationships with greater wisdom and grace.